mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't forget, we are the distributor of the new film exposing the history of CIA mind control, the present and the future. Very important film, State of Mind, on DVD and Blu-ray at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchases that make all this possible. God bless you, the sponsors, the crew, everybody, and the good Lord above, my grandma praying for me every day. We also have Modafinilon, the best from the Southern Hemisphere brown seaweed called by the natives kombu. And the Modafinilon is the best brand out there at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about that. And we have the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Pollen Burst Plus. Everything available discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. So please continue to support us, and we just find the very best products at the best prices to bring you. All right. It's a win-win-win. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jared in Alabama. Jared, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Hey, bro.
Real quick, I just wanted to, you know, well, I know you hate to hear it, but thank you for what you do, first off. And second off, you know, I just want to get the word out. You know, I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to you about 3 years. Everybody that's listening right now can make a difference. I mean, you got to take advantage of what's out there. Step up and do it. You know, small groups can make a difference. You can, you know, it's like the old environmentalist used to say, you know, the think globally, act locally, and that applies in all aspects.
That's right. Exactly. Resist globally and resist locally, because resisting locally is defeating the globalists globally.
And we've done a good job of it in Alabama. You may have heard that, you know, we've strengthened gun laws. Where
that's right.
We've expanded gun laws.
And you passed laws against carbon taxes. You passed laws against Agenda 21. And it's absolutely freaking the kleptocrats out.
And you got to take advantage of it now. I've started a Facebook book, a page. I know I said it was Second Amendment, and I don't care to plug it because I'm doing fine. But my message is everybody can do it. There's power in numbers. And that's the key of what I wanted to say today. You know, that's pretty much it for me.
God bless you, sir. Keep it up. Yeah. Hollywood imprints this image from birth that one strong man defeats the entire enemy. There's targets of opportunity to wake people up everywhere. Defeating the globalists isn't just about fighting them. It's about empowering good people. And most people that are fighting for the New World Order don't even know it. Let's go ahead and talk to Corey in Mass. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I'm a local truck driver based out of Pennsylvania. I'm actually up here in Massachusetts today. But the reason I call up is I have a local customer that I deliver to in Long Island outside of the U.S. National Cemetery. On the northwest side of the cemetery, there are a bunch of those plastic coffins you did a story about a couple years ago. You're familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They had caught my attention. I've never seen them in person. And I would be what you used to, or what you would consider a skeptic of things, which is good. By nature, we want to investigate things and believe things with our own eyes. Well, after I saw that, I put two and two together, and now I'm starting to really see the big picture.
So what is the name of the cemetery? We'll go to Google Earth.
It's Long Island National Cemetery. It is off Pine Lawn Road in Long Island there. Good landmark to use is the 495, the Long Island Expressway.
Well, some of those are real coffin liners, but they admit they can also be used during emergencies. But there are real mass casualty plans with the different state cemetery boards all over the country for millions of dead. We've confirmed that with the documents. And those coffins are part of that, but they're also dual use for just regular burial liners. So then they can straw man and say we're making it up. But did you get any did you get any photos of that?
Yeah, actually, I did take a picture.
Can you send it to showtips@infowars.com?
Showtips@infowars.com. Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Anything else, sir?
No, that was it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday edition, the 25th day of July, 2013. I already had Eric Mankell Muller, who's got a hit. I mean, it's got like 4 or 5 million viewers per premiere on History Channel with his show that is extremely popular, God, Guns, and Automobiles. We're going to have him popping in at the bottom of the hour to talk about how Media Matters and other White House-run groups tried to not let that show go on the air because of the word God in the name. And then yesterday, the Toronto Health Department came out and said, ABC News, please don't. In fact, guys, will you reprint me the article? I know it came out yesterday afternoon. I don't have it here on the stack. Thank you. The Toronto Health Department came out and said the Canadian health authorities came out and asked ABC to reconsider Jenny McCarthy and said that she will cause undue deaths by her vaccine misinformation. And of course, they gave no proof of that, but they just demonized her. And you've got other big pharma groups here in the United States trying to keep her off the air, even though she's not going to be talking about stuff like that on air, obviously. Her son was damaged. went and investigated it. There's massive evidence linking vaccines to autism, autoimmune diseases, you name it. It's a cocktail of other contributing factors as well. Dangerous pesticides, GMO. It's legion. What's going on? And they put out hoaxes trying to discredit people like Dr. Wakefield, saying he hoaxed. He sued the doctor. It's moving forward in court. He sued the so-called journalist that put it out. And it's come out in court now that there was a previous British study that got no attention that showed his very findings. They found the antibodies in the intestines of children for the measles with autism. Japan has said you can't have Gardasil anymore a month ago. You've got all of this going on. You've got examples. In India, they banned a couple of years ago the Gardasil shot. They said, okay, we'll take the lobbyist money. Okay, we'll say girls should take this. Oh, my goodness, it's killing a bunch of people. It's making people have autoimmune disorders. It's making people get lupus. It's making people have blood come out of every pore in their body. I mean, you've seen all the cheerleaders on the news who died with their mothers talking about it. I mean, just type in Gardasil deaths. They had a bunch of deaths during the trials. And then Rick Perry came out and lied and said that it was the law. You've got to take the shot in Texas like he was emperor king of earth. And people went out by the hundreds of thousands and gave their girls shots. And then a bunch of them died. A bunch of them got paralyzed. A bunch of them had health problems. And so the story here is, what is a foreign government? Guys, I forgot to get a water. I need one real bad. Thanks. My throat is dry for some reason. Thank you. Somebody can run me a water in so I don't have a coughing attack on air. It's so obvious what's going on here. And it's just a gang of government bullies and others and media bullies trying to persecute as heretics and blacklist in a type of Soviet corporatist authoritarian intimidation, anybody that speaks out about anything outside of the establishment norm. And the establishment norm itself is just wall-to-wall anti-sovereignty, anti-family, anti-private property, anti-medical liberty, anti-privacy. I mean, just pure authoritarianism.
Thank you.
Called liberalism. And you've got establishment authoritarianism from the right wing as well, because the same special interest will buy off any group or politician they can and then have them try to package it for conservatives, package it for liberals, package it for libertarians, the co-opt movements. I mean, you know how this works. If you can control the government, if you've got a big government, you can control the market, you can control the corporate welfare, you can control the implementation of regulations. This is the real discrimination in our world. And they want us so obsessed on race and religion and sex and all this other diversions as political footballs while they steal the whole world. Again, I monitor MSNBC in the coffee room, CNN, Fox. We have different areas of the office, just television's on monitoring it. C-SPAN, another office. We flip through the channels. I monitor it on XM. And all they do is one message, branding, branding, branding. Any type of owning guns, property, family is racist. Anybody that wants to have any free market is evil and backwards and hates everyone. Branding, branding, branding. Go after the Tea Party. Go after real grassroots libertarians that, by the way, are getting major seats in the House. And that's what Joe Biden's freaking out about when he talks to millionaire donors. And the audio gets leaked a few months ago. That's what Obama talks about to big donors. And that's what Karl Rove talks about to the Republican leadership. Because they're all part of the same establishment. And if they can't suppress the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, libertarian type, they're going to lose. And so every time I walk by MSNBC, I mean every time. This just happened 20 minutes ago, right before the show started. I was hearing, well, it's just the racist Ted Cruz, and you know they hate Hispanics, and they're very racist, and the racist Rand Paul, and with no proof, no nothing. And for someone who's informed, you watch it and you go, this is cartoonish. But for people that are just purely politically correct, they go, well, I better not be pro-gun. That's racist. I better not be pro-sovereignty. That's racist. I better be for the expansion of NAFTA and GATT into all these other trade deals into Asia, the Caribbean, Europe, thousands of pages long, sometimes tens of thousands. I saw some number the other day where the new trade agreement's 50-something thousand pages long. It's just every special interest writing in what they want, and sometimes they get a whole area of law written for 10,000. I was reading where lobbyists come in and will give 100,000 in one day to a candidate, and it's like 10,000 here, 10,000 there, and they're getting billions sometimes for $10,000 donation. You can give $100,000 and meet with the president privately for 15 minutes. And if they can do it, then he tells his aide, okay, get that done. And they do it. Oh, you gave the president, you know, with your dealership group in Indiana, Minnesota, and a couple of the states up there. Remember this came out in the news? Oh, you gave $2 million to the Democrats? Oh, you want the dealerships taken from other people and given to you that they have contractually? Well, the government runs it now. We'll just take 100-plus dealerships worth millions a piece and give it to you because you gave a couple mil. I mean, folks, this is just pure gangsterism. These people are pure gangsters, and they're making their move. The dam broke on the Democratic watch, okay? You know, folks. I say vote constitutionalist. Just so happens you get more Republicans that tend to be constitutionalist and less of them get co-opted. The Republican leadership is pure New World Order, eugenics evil in this country since the days of the Rockefeller Republicans in the 70s. There's no doubt that they're bad news. But there is a real rebellion within the Republicans by the libertarians that has a shot, a good shot, 50-50, I'd say. And you got to get behind libertarian constitutional Republicans. And some of them will end up betraying us. But, you know John McCain's the enemy. John McCain is now out in the news saying there's no doubt the concealed carry is being used. It's racist. And we need to have a federal law restricting concealed carry. See, there they go, folks. They do not want you armed. They want you to live like folks in Chicago, New York, or D.C., disarmed. Because they're mafia, folks. They are mafia. I have been in meetings over the years by circumstance or by dumb luck with high-level Hollywood people, high-level corporate people, and all they do is sit around talking about killing people and ruining their competition and chomping on cigars and slapping, you know, supermodels on the hind end saying, get me a drink. I mean, folks, that's who runs this country. The senators and people are nothing. They fawn after the corporate and Hollywood chiefs. Vice presidents and presidents on jets, I've been told, by multiple top-level A-list stars just fawn after them. They are disconnected completely from reality. In their own la-la land, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette, where 2,000-plus companies got waivers from Obamacare in direct competition with their competition, bankrupting their competition. I mean, you know what it means if, say, you're Whataburger and you don't get a waiver on Obamacare, but McDonald's does. What do you think that does? Let's say you're Walmart. You get a waiver, but the local dollar store chain doesn't. What does that do? I mean, folks, this is 101. Instead of building an economy and having a real economy not based on corruption, we're Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Chile, Brazil, Argentina. Argentina, 50 years ago, anthropologists, sociologists would tell you, was probably more wealthy than the U.S. on average, one of the wealthiest countries in the world, because they didn't allow corruption. They fell to it, folks. They're now incredibly poor in 50-something years. Okay, it's the same deal here. You let crooks in, they'll run scams all day and shut everything down but them, and then why not even shut that down? They will ruin everything. They will turn our country into cardboard slums and fly over us in jet copters to their armored redoubts. And our daughters will sell themselves to them for pennies on the dollar because it's the only future they have. They want you poor as a weapon. We will end up like Africa, like Latin America, like Eastern Europe if we allow this to happen. We must reinvent the Renaissance, the Enlightenment. We must restore the Republic now. They are shutting everything down right now that they don't own. as a political domination, but also as a way to transfer all wealth to themselves. We'll come back with all the big news. Man Cow's coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Alright, folks, Alex Jones back live. You know, I would think, regardless of what your political bent is on a planetary scale, no matter where you are in the world, you would want to support a mother who has an autistic child's right to investigate vaccines as one of the main causal effects. When so many parents, thousands on record, I've talked to hundreds myself, go in the third round of shots at 18 months, take the shots, the kid has a convulsion, never talks again. And then they have an autoimmune response, blood on the brain. And the inserts say it can do that to you. And then there's all these countless studies, and they go, oh, kooks say mercury hurts your brain. Kooks say fluoride hurts your brain. And you're like, well, I have a I have a Harvard study right here saying it causes massive IQ reduction. And they go, oh, sure you do, dummy. Look, he can talk. He thinks he's smart. This is the type of arrogance that we're talking about. And I'm going to play a clip of this coming up with ManCow, where they're on Fox, CNN, you name it, saying, she doesn't need a show. She shouldn't be on the air. Bipartisan hordes of people whose shows are probably a third or more financed by big pharma ads, where they say, having to urinate too much, we'll take this drug. And then it lists like 30 seconds of may kill you, brain damage, liver failure, death, make you commit suicide. Every time I watch TV, it's like half the drug ads are like, it may make you commit suicide or cause mass murder, blood clots, death, psychopathic activities. And it's like, well, but the person's smiling, and they're always smiling at the woman's got an umbrella where it's going, may cause you to commit suicide. And she's like walking out the front doors of a building, smiling. I saw that on TV this weekend. I forget which ad it was. You've all seen it, like, may cause heart attack, may cause autoimmune disease, may cause liver failure, may cause suicidal thoughts or suicidal actions. And like the person's walking, waving. But at first they're sad. Oh, the wonderful drug will help you be all happy. And then it goes, but it may kill you. I mean, the inserts say this on the vaccines. But then it's like, this crazy Jenny McCarthy, she says it may, you know, cause her son to be autistic. It happened after he got his second round of shots. She's nuts. She's dangerous. Don't give her a show. This is the reason I haven't taken a show on Discovery Channel, History Channel, A&E, Court TV. Then it became True TV. I mean, I'll be on people's shows occasionally, if it's a day's work. But, you know, ManCow over and over again has said, hey, come be part of this, you know, this TV show I'm developing. And I've told him, no. I could probably, you know, be on the Discovery Channel show with him right now. Because ManCow's a great guy. He's had a lot of different hit TV shows. And I just don't mess with it, because if I'm in the show and sign a contract, I've got to then let them do whatever they want with the reality TV show. And I almost wish I would have been involved in God, Guns, and Automobiles, because it's turned out to be a pretty good show. Mildly libertarian, mildly pro-family, mildly pro-strong male figure, mildly. And the White House run Media Matters wants it shut down. I mean, that's a big deal, folks, that the Canadian government says, don't give Jenny McCarthy a show. Oh, get ManCow's show off. Media Matters and MSNBC tell congressmen, don't go on Alex Jones' show. We're going to dictate to you. DrudgeReport.com. You don't link to him. It's all about how they're the bosses when they have tiny audiences. But it still works. When they bully Fox News about Napolitano coming on, Napolitano was told, well, Media Matters doesn't like you doing this, and the White House is putting pressure on us, so you can't go on his show or any other libertarian shows. And there, I've said it. 2 years ago, I was told that. You notice he hasn't been on because of Media Matters. And you're like, well, how does Media Matters do that? Because the Justice Department will go arrest Rupert Murdoch. And I was told that by Fox executives. Okay? Fox executives repeatedly tried to get me up there for their Fox syndication development. And I said, no. So they said, well, just do satellite feeds for us with focus groups. And they said, oh, my God, this show will be a hit. We want this show, Fox News. I said, okay, you go ahead and pass it up and see if it gets authorized. And, of course, it got killed. And that's why they had articles in New York Magazine going, Alex Jones wants to be on Fox, but he'll never be. And that was a Fox executive saying that, because they knew full well Fox came and begged me probably 7-8 times to do shows, pilot shows. And I said, no, because I'm not stupid. It's going to get killed higher up. I met with executives 10 years ago and said, gun shows will be top rated if you do it. Court TV, True TV, A&E. I don't fly out to L.A. now and they go, first class will fly out for this meeting with the president of this network or the vice president of that network or the head of programming. And I go, look, you're just going to pick my brain for more shows. And even if the show gets picked up, it's going to get killed. So, no. I mean, I had development from Discovery Channel calling me 2 days ago. I haven't even called them back. And I'm not bragging here. It's because I know they won't let me get on air or they'll twist it. And so they want Jenny McCarthy off. They want ManCow off. They wanted to show the Bible off. These are a bunch of gatekeeping, authoritarian, gangster scumbags. Well, guess what?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, few things get me hotter under the collar. Few things get me more angry than scum trying to censor me. And they've got Media Matters and White House campaigns on record that make phone calls to sponsor stations. They openly try to get talk show hosts off the air. That's why, even though I compete directly with Rush Limbaugh, I have gone, and Clear Channel knows this, and bought advertising not once but twice during boycotts of Rush Limbaugh. A, I'm supporting the First Amendment. B, I get about third price advertising when that's happening. So it's also free market. So it's a win-win. I'm all about win-wins, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all about synergy. And when they try to take him down and all of talk radio with it, I then rush in to defend. It's a basic instinct of winners. You understand that? And another man who for 20 plus years on talk radio, syndicated all over the nation, famous feuds with Howard Stern, you name it, Fox TV host, his own TV shows on Fox, part of Fox and Friends for over a decade, multiple hit TV shows. He's now got one of the top three shows on History Channel and just exploding. And it's a good show I can watch with my family. And so I tune in every Monday, and this is not product placement. I'm not being paid by History Channel, though I should be, to talk about God, guns, and automobiles. Now, the name had Media Matters, and we'll put that on screen in a moment, or I'll pull it up, had Media Matters come out before they'd even seen it months ago and say, this show shouldn't be on. It's another horrible gun show. There it is. Meet Mancal Muller, the conspiracy theorist star of History Channel's new gun show. And that was one of the latest ones. They had another one demonizing the fact that he appears on this show and he's an acolyte and trying to drive a wedge is what they do. That's the authoritarian left's deal, is they tell you who you can have on air. They tell you that if you don't support turning your guns in, you are a racist. And again, Media Matters has almost no visitors, but they are the direct talking points for MSNBC on record, and they're run by the former White House transition chief and about, what, 15 other White House people, that, and they have weekly meetings with the White House. This is their go-between. They use the IRS to shut down Tea Party, to shut down pro-life, to shut down businesses they don't like, NSA spying on the press. These are flaming authoritarian scumbags. And what came out 3 years ago in Politico? They said, we will even get hired at companies, and we will infiltrate them and bring them down. So we have to run background checks on people to make sure they don't even work with these. I mean, and I think we may have been hit by some before. We're dealing with that right now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is an intelligence operation we're facing. And they want to bring Drudge down, and they want to bring anybody who isn't a complete communist, basically, or isn't a corporate fascist that supports only the insiders like Google and Apple and Al Gore on the board and the Foxconn death nets and all the rest of it. If you're not part of their monopoly and their crew, you ain't part of the club, okay? And so now they are really going after his show, just like they tried to shut down the Bible. But see, something's happening in Hollywood and TV. The ratings are only for pro-gun, pro-God, liberty stuff. So to get 500,000 views, you get 4 million views, 10 million views, 14 million views. And so the show has been picked up for a second season. It's already exploding. And just congratulations to Mancal, because I know he's been in a lot of TV shows in development. He's offered me to be part of that. I've been too busy, but it's so good to see him going upstream and just one of my favorite talk shows. Love being on with him. Incredible wit. He can crystallize things that takes me an hour to say in 30 seconds. I'm not kissing your butt, Mancal. You're a good first-rate guy, and we're good buddies with Billy Corgan. We like to hang out. You're just an awesome. I want to do that thing where we do the trip to the Kentucky Derby in a old Cadillac with Billy Corgan. And bring a film crib at minus the mescaline with our own gonzo journalism down and out in Vegas there. But so much is going on. They're not just going after you. They're going after me, Jenny McCarthy. What is happening here? And does it make you get angry to have these authoritarian blacklisting people that make McCarthy look like an angel?
I'm going to tell you a story that I've never told anyone. And you're not going to believe where I'm going with this. I was sitting with actor William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Alex, you won't believe this story. They are fighting over Leonard Nimoy double-dipping in the avocado, in the guacamole. This is at Shatner's house outside of Studio City. And we're watching the Super Bowl, as we do every year at Shatner's house. And they're fighting over Mr. Spock double-dipping. I just saw it. Wait, hold on. Hey, what just happened? Something happened on the Super Bowl. We didn't know what. Janet Jackson's top had been pulled off. Nobody saw it at this party. Ben Stiller was there, and Greg Evigan from BJ and the Bear, and Adam West, TV's Batman. And anyway, we didn't really pay much attention to it. When I came into work the next day, the government was against me and Adam Carolla and Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony. And any other show, your show, any other show that had an fairly educated audience, left or right, that moved voters, the government went after us. Now, not the urban shows, because they weren't worried about those shows. They're not moving people to vote. They weren't worried about.
They staged stuff like that on purpose to then go after libertarian speech.
So it was bizarre to me that because Janet Jackson's top got ripped off. So I contacted Stern's. This is what I'm going to tell you that nobody's ever heard. I contacted Corolla's representative and Opie and Anthony's rep. Dean Anthony said something that was just, they asked me about the size of my manhood or something, and everybody giggled on the phone, and I went, oh, dear God, these morons. They don't realize what's coming for them. And, of course, they've been pushed off the satellite. They've been marginalized. And, you know, big corporations have picked up all of these shows, as you know, you see in our business.
For nothing.
And it's politically motivated. Imagine Rush Limbaugh, the biggest talk show host on the planet ever, now controlled by people that absolutely hate him. Hannity, controlled by people that absolutely are on a mission to destroy these shows. Imagine working for
And now companies. You're getting into inside baseball, and this is what I've been told by top executives across the board. There is a move to gut talk radio by design right now.
Oh, no, that's absolutely. Look, it's Alex, let me tell you something. It's over. It's not. It's already over. And, I mean, you know, you and I keep fighting, and we keep, but look, Alec Baldwin yelling out homophobic remarks, Ray Dong Chong calling Oprah the N-word. This is fine because they're on the left.
Oh, no, he's allowed to say, go to somebody's house and kill their children. That is a call to murderous action.
Yeah.
And if he says that about my family, I'm coming after you, Baldwin.
Yeah. Yesterday, the government took a vote, and they decided it was okay for the government to listen in on all of our phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
And someone today said to me, well, man, how did that happen? I said, when I was a child, I went backstage and I saw Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik hanging out, and it blew my mind. The Republicans and the Democrats, and I've hung out with all of them, presidents and all these politicians, and they do the fake fight on TV.
You really do get into all the A-list parties, man, Cal, so you get to see it all.
What I'm trying to tell you is, well, do you think the government's going to vote to curtail their own behavior? Of course not. It's a pageant. It's fake. And people need to get out of this matrix and realize that, you know, oh, they voted. Oh, and they're, oh, yeah, and you trust Obama to you know, and Bush and all of the rest to police themselves? Well, that's the great lie. And I'm done with it. So look, we have this little show. It had the word guns in it. It had the word guts in it. It had automobiles in it. And, you know, God and guns and guts and automobiles. So everybody went out. The CNBCs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, CBS, NBCs, name them, the BSs, the government propaganda machines. Well, this show is promoting, it's going to shove God down your throat. It's going to be about guns. It's going to be about big cars when the environment is being destroyed. Everything the show isn't about, but it didn't matter. Lie after lie after lie. And guess what? The ratings have been stellar, and America's responded to it. Like you justifiably said, like the Bible, they wanted that show. Look, I was in Hollywood after it, and everybody's walking around going, well, why did people watch that? What? I mean, they were baffled by it. The fact is, these stories are the human stories. These are our stories. They resonate with us. The story of Noah and Moses, and these guys don't get it. They'd rather give us another, you know, Superman retread with you know, 30 minutes of CGI. These are incredible stories, and look, my family prays together. Family that prays together lasts. You become undefeatable when you put on the armor. We believe that we should be able to protect our family with a gun if necessary. We believe in big old American cars and American trucks. And I got to tell you, we're a little bit racist. We believe in black cattle. And I'll tell you, we shouldn't pick a color. We believe in green tractors. And this is very offensive to some people. We don't believe in buying our tractors from China. I want to tell people, new levels, new devils. And if nobody is upset at you, well, then you're not making a difference in the world. If nobody cares about you or your opinion, that's because you're safe. You're going along. You're marching off the cliff with the rest of the lemmings.
Well, they really got mad. They really got mad because the ad for the show shows you and your brother putting on wedding rings and loving your wives. That's. I mean, you're supposed to be running around cheating on them, you know, having some baby mamas, smoking. Smoking dope.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, he just beat up somebody, and they said it was jet lag. He was tired. Imagine if you beat up somebody, Alex. Imagine if you beat up one of these pedophiles or creeps at the airport, one of these TSA thugs. You talk about how these guys are all getting cancer. Well, you know what? They should be in jail. They've all violated the Fourth Amendment. But anyway, I don't know if you have the story yet today. They just spent $767,000 on a gold toilet. These people are rewarded. And, of course, if you're out there saying, God, our taxes are too high, businesses are being hurt, our economy is being destroyed by design.
You're a racist.
Well, no, what happens is then, you know, you get the IRS on you. I've been audited year after year illegally.
And it's now all on record that they're persecuting us. I want to play a short clip about Jenny McCarthy. I mean, there's no doubt on so many studies, the inserts of the vaccines say they can kill you or cause an autoimmune disease. But then they go, oh, this crazy woman thinks vaccines should be looked into, and now they want her kicked off The View. It just, even if you don't agree with that, everyone should go, my God, this is authoritarianism. What the left said about McCarthy, they've gone light years past that, telling pro-life groups what they can pray. Let's go to this clip and get Mancow's take on it.
If you're a media consumer or a media analyst like yourself, controversial figures are nothing new. I mean, we know that. But there's something different about Jenny McCarthy that's come up in the last 48 hours that really has received a lot of attention. Why are people so concerned about this move?
Well, Jenny McCarthy is funny. She's a former Playboy Playmate of the Year, but she's been getting pummeled in the media, Jenna, because she is a leading crusader for this utterly discredited theory that childhood vaccinations cause autism. Now, I'm sure she is sincere in that. She has a son who developed autism, but medical study after medical study has said this is junk science, including a recent one of nearly 1,000 children in the Journal of Pediatrics.
And
a lot of moms watch The View. I don't know whether she'll be talking about it on the air, but it does have an effect. These stories about vaccines.
They go on to say she basically shouldn't have the show, and now the Canadian government says she shouldn't have a show. By the way, Mancow, I mean, there are studies everywhere that vaccines are causing autoimmune problems and doing all sorts of stuff. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 50-something. It's an epidemic. But what about this idea? Because in her own private life, she's made statements about vaccines being dangerous, that she can't have a show. This is wild.
Alex, I'm going to take a left turn on you, okay?
Yes.
And you talk about how you want free speech. Can I have free speech?
Yes.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say. The fact is, folks, I know the truth about Alex Jones, and that is that he's a softy. And a lot of what you hear on the show is bluster. Kicking around town, kicking around Austin, Texas with him was one of the great joys of my life. He is a kook in a good way. You would want him at your party. He's not a very serious guy. He's a very fun guy. And around his children, he's silly. He acts like he's about 5 years old, as I do with my kids. And I want to tell you, and it's going to be hard for me to fight back the emotion, because of my blessings and the role that I've had and the ability to facilitate so much communication. What am I even talking about? Let me get to it. I've come out of my studio and seen people with 13-year-old girls in baby strollers, 15-year-old kids on gurneys, and they said, Mancow, I had a healthy, beautiful child. They got the vaccine, and their eyes rolled back in their head, and they've never talked since. Their faces went blank, and that was it. Are all these people lying, Alex? They're trying to get the truth out. Look, the fact is, I don't know the science. And I tend to think of Jenny McCarthy as a playmate that was very annoying when she dated Jim Carrey. She's been in my studio. She's a bubblehead. But I think her stance against the pharmaceutical companies is very brave. We used to get one shot at a time. Now they bundle them. And I think for some young bodies, some young systems, immune systems, and again, I don't know. This I don't know.
My uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. The doctors admitted it was the tetanus shot. He swole up for 2 weeks, died.
It's just too much for, 20 shots at once in a single dose. And I just think it's too much for some of these young, systems.
Japan banned the Gardasil shot, Mancow.
Yeah. Look, who's crazy now? Elizabeth Hasselbeck is crazy. Jenny McCarthy, who questions all of these drugs we're putting into it. I don't know. This is some kind of bizarro Orwellian world we're living in.
Well, they mentioned the Journal of Pediatrics. The Journal of Pediatrics, funded by the government, came out and said mercury is good for children's brains. Do we have that clip?
Mercury.
We're going to cue it up and play it after the break. But, I mean, Mancow, how crazy has all this gotten?
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, if you took your weird. I mean, I want to relate this back to you. I've seen you with your children. If you took your kid to the doctor, the kid got a shot, and then never spoke again, wouldn't you be smart enough to go, there's a connection? And how insulting is it for all these people to say there's no connection? Something's happened to these children.
Well, Mankow, I read the insert. It says it can do it on the insert. That's what's so crazy is that they admit all this. And, yeah. and then they go, crazy people think it can hurt you.
and brother, maybe, God, this is awful to say, maybe it's like anything else, you know, with the polio vaccine or any other vaccine, you know, there are kids that are going to react negatively to it. Maybe for the greater good it has to happen, but I do think it's happening.
Well, I know you're playing devil's advocate, but Mankow, it's causing greater problems. I believe in immunization technology if it's properly researched and applied. The problem is they're putting stuff in there on purpose, and I have the documents. I want to come back and talk about the NSA, everything we've talked about now coming true, but are we getting awards for it? No. We're even worse and need to be taken off the air. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, Eric Mankow Muller is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. You can find his website at mankow.com and on affiliates all over the United States, and he has one of the top new hit shows on the History Channel, very wholesome but also funny. Man, his brother could be like in Western movies. He's got, they call it TV, high Q scores, very watchable, and sounds just like his little brother, Eric Mankow Muller, who's with us. You know, I don't want to just say on air in the Journal of Pediatrics says that mercury is good for your child's brain. Of course, they got over 1,000 mainline studies you can look up. I say 1,000. It's more like 10,000. Mercury is one of the most studied things out there. You can just type in electrode, microscope, and you can see what mercury does compared to all other heavy metals. It causes electroconvulsive explosions in the electrochemical brain cells. It's the most destructive metal in the brain. You can find all the different university microscope footage of that. And we've done this before, but here is KI, but this aired nationwide because they have news packages that air locally. This was a nationally written piece, but this aired in Austin. And they say this still. I think the Harvard says right here, mercury is good for your child's brain. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the Journal of Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
By the way, boys' IQs, you can pull this up, Harvard study, by the way, over 20-point reduction, girls about 17. And this is going on. It's a fact. They're killing us. And next they're going to say cyanide is good for your child. And if Jenny McCarthy doesn't agree, she should be fired from The View, man, Cal.
Oh, my God. It's bizarre world, isn't it?
What do you think about it? Literally, I used to go on your show 10, 12 years ago, and you even thought I was a kook, but you're more conspiracy than most people. I mean, come on, man, Cal, it's all come true so far.
Wait a minute. Let me say something, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, I had a moment where I opened up my window. I was on the 35th floor on Wacker Street in Chicago, and opened up my window, and there was a helicopter on silent mode looking at me, unmarked. And I got on and talked about it, and I was insane. I saw it. It happened. And he's insane. And now, of course, we take it for granted. You came on my show and talked about drones on American soil, and I thought you were crazy. And you told me other things.
NSA, chemicals in the water, now it's all mainstream.
Two nights ago, they did the military exercises again, where they did the crackdown of the city of Chicago, where I'm at. Why is the military practicing attacking American cities? Because they know that the economy is teetering on the brink. I loved CBS last night. They can't figure out why nobody's buying into this this economy being fantastic, because it's not. All you have to do is drive down the street and see another storefront boarded up. Every day you see another one. All you have to do is talk to anyone you know about how the economy is affecting their family. All you have to do is talk to any business owner about what Obamacare is going to do to them, communist health care. Then you question, well, why would John Roberts and others turn their back on their foundation? Why would a Supreme Court justice go against everything he stands for communist health care? It's clearly illegal, clearly unconstitutional. And then this guy sitting over in Russia who got a book deal yesterday, Snowden, the leaker, tells us, oh, they listen on the Supreme Court conversations. So I believe that these guys are being blackmailed and controlled by our government. I want to tell you about, this special class, the government and judges that nobody can say anything to. There was a preacher here in Chicago.
Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds, man. Oh. Stay there. We're live.
Okay.
Do a little bit more with me here. We're going to open the phones up, folks, in the next hour and cover all the Supreme Court rulings, what's happening with the House rejects bid to curb spy agency collection. We're going to get into all of it coming up, and Man Cow's our guest. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.